Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of Provo City School District's What's Up with the Soup podcast. I am Superintendent Wendy Dow. I am excited for our podcast this week, but first, let's go over our updates. June 3rd through July 18th, our district provides free summer meals. Children ages 1 through 18 that live in Provo can receive a free breakfast and free lunch. Visit Franklin, Provo Peaks, Spring Creek, Sunset View, Timpanogos Elementary Schools, or Independence or Provo High Schools, whichever school you live closest to, Monday through Thursday for a free meal. Visit our website for times and details. If you are interested in hearing updates regarding the construction projects happening throughout the district, please visit the district website and click on the new construction newsletter sign-up link. Watch for the summer newsletter coming to your home in Provo the first part of July. For complete updates during the summer, visit us on our website or on social media. On this week's podcast, I got to go up to Camp Big Springs and visit with the kids and see all of the fun classes that they get to participate in during their week of campouts. I got to also speak with Camp Director Bill Sprunger as he explained lots of the different activities that the kids get to participate in. So let's have a listen as to what's going on at Camp Big Springs.
Yep, the class that was coming up the road, they're doing the scale of the solar system.
Okay.
And that's a sixth grade core science subject anyway. So they're making their way by steps, by number of steps as they go through the solar system. And our sun is right here. We have a telescope set
I
up
see
for,
that.
With a solar filter. And they looked at the sun to start with its sunspots today. And it's just, it's really cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Cool experience
okay.
for them. And they've been walking off the rest of the solar system.
So. Okay, so they can see how far away each of the planets are from this particular
Yeah, okay. That relative distance is a big thing in the sixth grade core.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's awesome. Yeah. So tell me what's happening in this class over here.
This is Kim Sessions, and she's a fourth grade teacher at Westridge.
Okay.
Just a wonderful teacher. And she's doing a prey and predator relationships class, which is also in sixth grade core.
Okay.
She's working with their student journals, so their class materials are in a student journal, and
okay.
they have a little pen and a little backpack, and they carry this stuff around to classes with them.
This
and they take
awesome.
Notes and mark stuff down and do activities and draw, and then eventually she'll lead them into the forest. They play a little prey predator game that's straight from our sixth grade resources.
That's so really cool.
It's great.
That's awesome.
So they have a great time.
Oh, I love that. Okay, what's down here?
Down here is our Birds of Prey class.
Okay.
This is Elizabeth Gregory. She teaches math at Provo High.
Okay.
And she's one of our teachers. This is her second year. And she's fantastic. She's leading them through comparing and contrasting the different.
I just got a copy of this journal. This is amazing. Okay, anyway, keep going. And then I'll talk about this journal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's leading them through kind of the comparing and contrasting the different predator birds. And then she's going to then dissect owl pellets at the end to see what's in them.
Okay.
And so they have bone charts where they can find which bones are which animals. And they can actually tell which skull is a bird skull and which skull is a rodent skull. And they can identify jaw bones and hip bones and all sorts of stuff like that. So
that is awesome.
So they love it.
Okay.
This is a fun one.
So then tell me a little bit about.
So the journal is each teacher has kind of given us some materials that we use for classes. And some teachers just need a few empty pages to draw and take notes in. But,
gotcha.
But we have some fun things in here.
And you have your menu.
We have the words to all of our camp songs. We have the kids love to just sit and look through their journals during their free time.
And you guys have some really good food.
It's been wonderful to work with Temp View's kitchen. They help us with
awesome.
Our food. And so we have an astronomy. There's our astronomy class.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are all the different science things? Model planet cards. Okay. Okay,
now
birds
of prey.
Okay, that's what, yep. And I hear kids being very excited.
If you'll come
awesome.
Back up here, you'll see them, actually.
Okay.
So our ecosystems class is studying the difference between the south slope and the okay. north slope of camp.
Okay.
And there they are.
Okay.
So they like to call out to us while we're
Holy
down here.
Holy cow. They're way up there.
They hike
They're
up
way
there.
Up in the weeds.
They look at the scrub oak and the Rocky Mountain maple on this side, and then they look at the okay. conifers on this side, and they talk about the differences.
And why do we have different trees on different sides?
Well, kind of depending on how much light they get and how much moisture will hold in the soil. So this side's really dry, and so we have lots of lizards and snakes, and we have our state flowers up there, even the sago lily is up there, and we have all the dry type of plants are on this hillside.
Okay.
And this hillside is just beautiful ferns and conifers and lots of water.
And that's because that's where the water is.
Yeah.
Huh.
So they do a little comparing the ecosystems classes, and then they hike all the way up there, which is a lot of fun.
That is really fun.
That's, let's see, one more class here that you okay. might,
yeah.
Is close at least, is our engineering design class.
Oh, good.
So he wants to tackle a modern problem. So he's taken a look at the microplastics, the problems with microplastics in our waters. Oh. And he is having the class use practical materials and some...
Well, welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
How are you
Jim,
guys?
Do you want to take a second just explain what they're doing?
No. I want the kids to.
Oh, but let's do that. That's great.
Paying attention. Yeah, this is a real test on me. Ask the kids.
We're doing a problem-solving thing on microplastics in like the oceans and stuff. And so we're using the river as our fake ocean. And we're using little weed like leaf things that we're going to put in. And so we're trying to make a machine that will catch all of those. And it has to be stable, has to catch a lot, and it has to be maneuverable.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, yeah. And then it has to get down really deep because the ocean's deep and the river's deep.
Cool. How have you guys liked camp so far?
Awesome.
Love it. That's great. Dangerous pond monster. Get staff members to fetch lost balls. I love it. That is a clever sign. So tell us your name.
My name is Emmy.
And how old are you? Is this your first time being camp staff?
Yeah, it is my first time being camp staff. I am 16.
Awesome.
And I was a student of Tori's from my accounting class.
Yes!
And it has been an amazing experience. I have learned boondoggling, which has been really fun. The kids, they can get a little crazy at times, but they really love it up here. And I love it too. And it's great because I think it's one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. Because this pine forest is unlike anything in Utah.
What's been the best part about being with the kids? Like, what have you learned about them and about how, what are they the most excited about?
It's really like restored a lot of my faith in the next generation.
Good.
They're kind of like an enigma. I was like, oh no, are they going to be okay? Because like, I imagine them as not being very smart.
We always think that about the younger generation, right? We're like, oh, man.
But they've been like, they've come up to me. We've had a great time. I've seen them shine in their different aspects. Like the kids that play mushball, I see their fun athletic prowess, and all of the kids who love to boondoggle, I can see their brains working to try and figure out the knots. And I sit on some of the classes, and there's like a bunch of kids that are super excited about nature. And the kids that catch the bugs and name them, it's adorable. They're so great.
So we're seeing kids being really super excited about learning and science and all of those pieces.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Tell me your name.
Trig.
And what school do you go to, Trig?
Wasatch Elementary.
Wasatch Elementary, awesome. What have you been learning about today?
Today, I've been learning about, so my first class, I learned about how, about ecosystems and right now, I just learned about edible plants and poisonous plants.
Okay. And what's been the best part about Camp Big Springs?
I would say the mush ball or the zip line.
Okay. Mush ball or the zip line. How have you liked the food? Has the food been good?
Yeah.
Yes. What's been your favorite thing so far?
Apple juice.
Apple juice. Oh, frozen apple juice.
It's frozen.
So it's like frozen. That's juice. Good. What are you most looking forward to? You have more activities this week. So
what I'm most looking forward to is finding things in the river or going on the 7 mile hike.
Okay. You're looking forward to a 7 mile hike.
Or playing playing the teachers in mushball.
Oh, so you have like a student versus teacher mushball tournament.
Yes.
And you're going to win, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes. I can't wait to hear about that. So you have been to two classes so far. What's your next class?
My next class? I don't know.
You don't know. You're just going to go where they tell you to go.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Would you tell next year's fifth graders to come to back Camp Big Springs?
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. Well, thank you. It's nice to meet you, Trig.
Well, guys, you know all your plants?
Yeah.
What was your favorite plant?
Pine needles.
Mint.
Pine needles.
And miner's lettuce.
Pine needles actually taste good.
Yeah.
Were you able to find any onions of the alliums?
No. We also found some strawberries.
Well, you found some wild strawberry.
Yeah, oh. The flowers. Are you going to make me taste something gross?
No, it's good.
Okay.
I think they're good that way.
Tell me about what it tastes like again.
So the miner's lettuce kind of tastes like that, like butter, the butter lettuce.
Okay.
Okay.
Right here.
Oh, look at that.
And what do we do first?
Blow it to make sure that there's no bugs on it.
And you can even eat the little flower inside.
I can eat the flower inside. Just I can put the whole thing in my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing, even the stem.
Are you sure?
Yeah, just
you're
stick
not
it
teasing
on.
Me.
No,
you're
I'm not teasing me. That today already, at least once.
All right.
Tasted it.
Oh, it does taste like butter lettuce.
A little bit
yeah.
like spinach.
Yes, it does arugula. Taste like, yeah, arugula and spinach.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I had no idea.
And it is all over out here for about another 3 or 4 weeks, and then it kind of dies off, and then we'll come back in the fall.
I had no idea. Yep. Oh, my gosh. Do you guys feel so smart that you now can go on hikes and stuff and be like, you can eat that, you can eat that, you can eat that?
Yeah, especially and if you're in a pine forest and you're, like, lost, you can just eat the pine needles.
You can eat the pine needles. Yeah. I'm going to remember
that.
Except
for the old ones.
Just, like, the light ones green. On the tips are, like, green.
Okay.
I'm so proud of you guys. You listened to me.
Yay! There's so much learning. I love it.
Yeah, if you guys want to grab one more piece of miner's lettuce before we head back, that'd be great.
Describe what you found.
This is what me and him found.
Okay.
This is all that we found.
Yeah, yeah. We basically found a whole entire head. A jaw and all the teeth, pretty much.
Yeah.
We can make a whole body if we wanted.
There was the whole skull, and then there was like the.
Yeah, we found the thingy. Yeah, we found that, and the other parts of it.
So you're able to point out what what animal it was.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the rodent.
The rodent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's this right here is the skull, and these two are the two jaws on the side, is to make the rodent head.
Yeah.
You found a lot of stuff.
You did find a lot of stuff.
And then we just have a whole bunch of bones right here. There's just a whole bunch of, like, bones, like hip bones and, like front legs, back legs, and, like, ribs.
Okay.
We have a whole bunch of other bones, too.
Do you feel like they came from the same animal or different animals?
Well, most of these, I think, would be the same. Because they connect.
All right. That's awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, everyone, for joining me for this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup. As always, all episodes will be posted on the district website, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts. If you have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, please email us at podcast@provo.edu. Join me next week for an all-new episode. Have a great week, everyone.